1480 KSDR welcomes you to this week's edition of On the Water and in the Air. It's not always about where the fish are biting or where the birds are flying. It's talk about how to go get them. On the Water and in the Air with your host Neil Jensen, Randy Aggermeyer, and Lynn Jurens.
Neil's gone. He's out of here today, man. We kicked him out.
Welcome back to another week of On the Water and in the Air.
Neil, go back to your alma mater and see what's going on. We brought in the big guns today, baby.
We did. We brought in the educated ones, the educated big guns.
Well, you know what? Your daughter would probably outdo us on that as well.
My daughter has a question on our ride in for Brian, the fisheries biologist, out of the Webster office. Everyone, this is Brian Blackwell, fisheries biologist.
Can't really see him on here, though.
No, he can't.
No, we'll catch him in here. Watch this.
Yeah, watch this.
Oh, crazy.
There you know what? We could have Carter run the video camera.
No, we got it just like that. See that?
Because she loves to do carpool karaoke.
Oh, really?
I saw that.
Oh, yeah. That was good. You got your sunglasses with for carpool karaoke?
Yeah.
We could all join in today.
I do that every time I drive to Sioux Falls for treatment. I kill it.
Do you?
I kill it.
Yeah, what's your favorite song?
Whatever's on the radio, I think I got it made. I think I sound so good it blends in until I really... turn the radio off tonight. Unfortunate to anybody that has to ride with it.
So we are going to give away this fantastic. I didn't get any line on it this morning. Sorry, I didn't quite wake up early enough. I was only up at 2 o'clock.
That's a Mitchell rod.
We have a Mitchell rod and reel. Pure
six,
fishing.
Is
that a 6'6"? I don't know. Let's see. I'm 6'.
No.
That's about a six footer.
Medium action rod.
Excellent. Excellent rod.
Broken tip.
Well, we're going to give that away today. And eventually, we're going to ask for a caller, and it's going to have something to do with South Dakota pheasant hunting.
It is.
Yeah.
And the wind is, you got to call.
Nope. We're not going to.
I know. We got to tell them the number, though.
No, we don't have to tell them anything yet. We're gonna wait till we have some.
And if you only, and if you're wrong, you only get half the rod. For ice fishing.
Hey, no one has scanned down, Randy. Let's put your rod away.
Oh.
Jeez.
No one scanned down on.
Oh, it's a McDonald's. It's a McDonald's breakfast, baby. I'm telling you, the
big breakfast with the cakes.
They are rocketing.
After 3 weeks of radiation, how does food taste, Randy?
Oh, like cardboard. It all tastes the same. Burned my taste buds right out.
I gotta put my finger in front of that.
That's all right. We'll fix it. I'll fix it. It all tastes like cardboard. You know they always say it all tastes like chicken. It all tastes like cardboard.
All right. Well, I'm going to dig into those
hotcakes. He's going to move over there and hug up the lane a little bit. So,
let's
get him in here. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on in the region around the area. And
he's in here.
I'm in there. I can see him.
He's in.
We're coming. Come on over by us a little bit.
Let's talk about what's happening in the...
I have a real big question.
What's that? What's that?
Carter came up with.
Okay.
My daughter.
Okay.
She's only 10, and I didn't have an answer for this biology question.
Oh, yeah?
Why on that slough west of Watertown this morning was there steam coming up on the west end of the slough, but no steam on the east end of the slough? Carter, is that right? Yes, that's right. That's right. Brian, did you prepare for this?
No, I didn't, but I... I'm guessing we had a west wind most of the night and pushed the warmer water over to the other side, so that east side cooled down quicker, or the west side cooled down quicker, and so that's why you have the steam.
Did you know when you're driving down the road and you got this hum in your truck, you want to know why it hums?
Yeah, what?
Because it doesn't know the words. Rim shot.
Did that come up with this carpool karaoke thing that we were?
He must have done something. I don't know. You know, when a guy's got a good breakfast from McDonald's, he can really.
When a guy's got a lot of radiation in his body, he can come up with all kinds of things in that brain. Is it affecting your brain yet?
No, we can shut the light off and it'll glow in the dark. All right, let's get down to business of what's going on.
All right, what's getting? You know what? Brian and I were. I saw him out at I think it was a Boys and Girls Club event, and he goes, guess what? Bitter Lake results are coming out. And these are the results. Brian, we'll just let you chat about what happened in the recent, I think you call them gill netting. Is
yep. Yeah, we did
for
the gill
doing testing.
Right, we did the gill netting last week on Bitter Lake. We do it every year at the same time of year, so we compare across years. Last week we ended up with about 13 walleyes per gill net, which we switched gill nets this year, so that number may sound low to some people, but we actually it's a smaller gill net we're using. And that would equate to about 32 walleyes per gill net in our nets that we used last year. So we did drop a little bit on our walleye numbers, and as we'd expect, we've harvested approximately 55,000 walleyes out of Bitter Lake since the beginning of January. So we've had pretty good harvest out there, and we've dropped a little bit. But what we saw in the big thing is 50% of those walleyes that we caught this year in our gill nets are over 15 inches. So we did see some growth out there. There's fat in the walleyes. Things are looking a lot better. They were probably eating the gizzard shad, young of the year that we had stocked the 600 adults in there this spring. So they ate some gizzard shad this year, as well as white bass. They ate a lot of little white bass. The interesting thing now is those gizzard shad, they've gotten really big. The babies that were born, a lot of them are 5 to 7 inches. So they're probably too big for a lot of the walleyes out there right now.
They'll still go after them, though.
Yeah, they'll still try to eat them. But the big walleyes that we did see, they look really good compared to a year ago when they were real skinny. You remember that from a year ago, how skinny they were? The big walleyes have a lot of fat in them, and they're looking pretty good.
When you guys do a netting, do you harvest any of these to see what they're eating?
We did. We looked at all their stomachs this year. We looked over at a couple hundred stomachs this year. Unfortunately, with our gill nets, they're in the water almost 24 hours, and the water's in the 70s, so it's tough to see, you know, what kind of fish they're eating. They are eating fish. There was a fair number of fish, especially in the bigger fish that were eating. Good. They were eating fish, but the smaller fish are starting to eat the bugs again, you know, the amphipods as well as the chironomids or midges. So they're eating, and like I said, I think early on this summer, there was a lull when the fishing got a little slow on Bitter, and that's when the gizzard shad as well as those little white bass were really abundant, and I think that's what was going on, why the fishing got a little tough at that time.
The estimated number of fish removed from that lake is around 55,000 from January 1.
Yep.
Is that when the open, let's open it up to any size of fish can be kept?
Yep, that's from, basically in December we didn't have a whole lot of pressure out there just because of the ice conditions and stuff, but once January 1 came, we had lots of pressure on that lake. We had, I think it was 136,000 hours just in January and February out there, so it was really busy out there. It wasn't as busy this summer as we expected. People were there, but just we didn't have the numbers. I think people didn't want to deal with all the other people, maybe. And plus, there's other places to go fishing that are picking up. Oahu was decent this year, so we might have pulled some fish, people from there. And we're probably short-stopping a lot of people from the south with Ponset being good again.
Ponset was good, Ponset was good. So go ahead.
The future for Bitter, how long is this catch-all going to stay in play?
Well, right now, we don't have a lot of small fish coming into that system. We have an electrofish looking for our young of the year walleyes yet. We'll be doing that here in the next couple of weeks. But in our gill nets, we only had, I think, 11 fish less than 12 inches. So there's going to be a gap, and we've known that coming on. We had that strong 2011 year class. Those are the abundant fish out there right now. And we feel that they're probably suppressing, a lot of the walleye recruitment out there as well as some other fish. And so hopefully thinning them out, we can get some recruitment and get our growth rates again. If we get our growth rates back on with any fish we have in there, the things will grow pretty quick. And it'll take a couple of years before we get another year class up to the size anglers want to catch, but hopefully it'll happen. And the fact that we still have, close to 30 walleyes per gill net out there, it's going to be good fishing next year as well. And hopefully they'll hang on for another year after that.
Yeah, when you look at 32 walleyes per net, which you're basically equating from what size of gill net you've used in the past, that's still very high.
Yeah, it's still a pretty darn good number. And like I said, they're healthy again, so hopefully, things look better than they did a year ago.
That had the concern, can't believe they still have it wide open, so they could take all those 13 and 14 inches out. There's still plenty fish in that size range that's still consuming all this food.
Right, yeah, it's still that 2011 year class is still large. You know, continuing to harvest them isn't really going to hurt anything. We're going to need that to keep our growth, get that growth rate back up there.
Well, it's proven, right? So far, what you've done is proven that it's made the lake healthier.
Yeah. Well, we'd like to think so. Otherwise, Mother Nature might have had probably a lot to do with it as well, producing some white bass. But it's definitely helping by thinning those fish down.
Right.
You think this is rumor, or did we see some small perch in the bellies of these fish that we caught during the league fishing tournament a couple weeks ago?
You know, we didn't see that, but our fish were too far gone to really identify many what was in the stomachs. It's very possible we did not see any small young of the year perch in our gill netting. Yeah. The real test will be when we do our fall night electrofishing. If we see those small perch up near shore, that'll let us know if there's it was reproduction this year.
Sure.
Unfortunately, you know, we haven't had the good conditions for perch in the last few years. We need that rise of water in the spring, a gradual warm up, and less wind in the spring to really get good perch reproduction going. And we just haven't had that. The water rise, we just haven't had the snow in the last couple of years.
What is the lake level at now? Is it down quite a bit, or has it come back up some?
It's down, but it's still, you know, it's still pretty high.
The islands aren't sticking up yet.
No.
In the southwest corner, and that's usually the indicator that it's starting to get low. But we need it to go down. So the islands are exposed, and then, don't want to say this, then we need it to rise again.
Right, yeah, when we had that good perch reproduction, all the perch fishing that was good a couple of years ago, that all came right after a big rise. When we get that rise in water, it increases the productivity, provides places for those little perch to hide, and that's when we see the good perch numbers. Right now, bitters is a low-density perch population, but they're good-sized perch. They're nice big perch.
Yep. And the big female perch spawn more in the grass. And do they spawn on gravel like a wall?
No, they're looking for a place to hang their egg skein. Their eggs are all connected in what we call a skein, and they'll drape those over any structure they can find, tree branches or aquatic vegetation. That's what they're looking for. And it's an adaptation to keep them from blowing up during windy conditions up on shore and stuff.
Gotcha. So perch fishing, if you're looking for possible.
Yeah, they're big perch. There'll be nice perch out there this year.
Yeah, not many of them.
Right, but if you find them, they're gonna pretty much all be a lot of 11 to 13 inches and maybe some bigger ones.
And then there's still 32 walleyes per net. There's going to be some.
Yeah, you're going to catch walleyes.
You're going to have entertainment on the walleye side of it too this winter. So, yeah, very good. Overall health then is starting to improve based on what you're seeing with fish. We're going to keep that slot limit open. There will not be a slot.
No, we're going to keep that minimum length limit off the lake. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if we see our minimum length limits on a lot of our lakes pulled in the next few years. We're realizing as things change on the landscape, our walleye growth rates just aren't what they were when the water levels first came up. And we end up with this problem of stockpiling fish right below the minimum length limit. They just quit growing. People don't realize that they think they come back the next year, those fish, you know, they're 14 and a half inches and they think, well, next year they'll all be 15. Well, those fish aren't growing. They're staying right there at 14 and a half. And that's something we've learned over the years. And in a lot of lakes, we just don't have the growth rates to support minimum length limits. So it's very possible in the next few years, you're going to see the few minimum length limits that we still have, they're going to be removed.
Which is why you're not seeing hardly any fish between 18 and 21 inches. Caught walleyes on bitter.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's.
Right. Those fish are all.
These fish are not.
Yep.
Gaining.
There's not. Yeah. For a couple of years, they were all in that 13 and a half, 14 and a half inch. They just weren't growing. And
they're kind of like Randy on radiation. He's just kind of shrinking. No, instead I'm
not
of growing.
I'm not growing. I'm glowing.
glowing.
You know, so.
But, that happens.
It does. I don't know if we want. I got another question, but it's kind of a little different than what we're talking about here. Kind of came to mind.
You know what? Before the new subject, let's give the rod away.
Gosh, yes.
Because I mean, we only got 5 minutes.
Can I say one thing on Bitter Lake?
Yep. Say.
Tomorrow they're going to be chip sealing the boat ramp on the east side, So if you're going to be launching on Bitter Lake tomorrow, go to the west side.
West side launch.
It'll just help things out.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to give this away.
That'll be a mess on the east side.
Rod and reel combination.
Don't be disappointed.
Rod and reel combination. It's a Mitchell.
It's a Mitchell.
It's a Mitchell combo.
And Randy is going to take the which caller.
It doesn't matter. First caller that can tell us how many days it is from today.
Oh.
From today until public opening pheasant season.
So open to everyone.
Open to everyone.
The traditional opener.
There you go. That's why we have
to give us a call. What's the number we got to call, Randy?
It's going to be the 882-1480.
882-1480. You call us, you can win this rod and reel. 882-1480.
It's a kid's rod and reel. So yeah, you adults out there.
I'd still use it. But yeah. However many days are from here.
You know how it goes around here.
All right, while we're waiting for that call, Brian, I got a question for you. We got a call already?
We got one. Well, there was one. He's supposed to be there. All right, let's go right there. All right, caller.
Hi, it's calling to take a guess.
What was it? What was how many?
30.
30?
30 is...
No?
30 is...
It's not correct. No, because we caught it and it was.
Hey, Randy.
Let's try this next one.
Do we? Randy's just.
We got now. Remember, we're gonna count. We're counting today and the day of the opener.
Oh, we are. You're just changing rules on us.
I don't care. I got it all. I know what it is.
This out of.
We got the day that we picked.
Yeah.
The number.
We know the number. Anybody on there?
Someone's still calculating.
No. We threw them off this morning.
While they're calculating.
Oh. Go ahead.
Yeah, 32.
See, what did you say, 32?
32.
That's what it is.
Yeah. No, it's not.
No.
Isn't it 32?
No, not even close.
Look, you keep on changing the rules.
That radiation glow is just... turn off the lights so he can turn his brain back on.
Okay, then I'm wrong. What's wrong? Sorry. I'm wrong.
Okay, I'll call back again.
You have the wrong answer.
All right.
Okay, so not 32.
Nope, not 32.
Well, we're waiting.
Let's write this down for Randy.
Back to my question for Brian. The invasive species. How are we looking at it around here this year? I mean, was people cooperating great with it? We have a good, were people doing their due diligence to make sure?
You know, I thought we were doing pretty good, pulling plugs and stuff. But the game wardens did a check over one weekend in July, and they had a lot of non-compliance.
Really?
Yeah. They were basically, pulling into gas stations and looking around, and there was plugs in quite a few boats.
Now,
so
I noticed they make a plug that can stay in your boat.
Right.
And is self-draining.
Yep. Is that thing any good?
I don't know, but it's about $40.
Yeah, they have them on all the conservation officer boats, and
they do?
They like them. They,
right. They've been working.
Who is it? Here we go.
So they don't have to give themselves a ticket?
Right.
Yeah. All right. What's he say?
45.
Ooh. No?
That's high.
That's high, yeah. That's
I already forgot the number.
32 is low.
I just got to dumb it down a little bit here.
32 is low, 45 is high. All right. So back to the plug, though.
What's the number?
35.
Ooh, that's getting close.
That's getting closer.
Yeah, but not close enough.
That's the number
even if we're wrong, the number we pick is going to be the right number. So that just doesn't matter. You know, we might be wrong on the number of dates, but I don't give a
but
crap.
But if someone wants to go to their calendar and check this out, they're going to be able to do this.
It doesn't matter. It's the date that we chose.
It's not going to be 32.
If you want to go fishing a day early, hunting a day early, go right ahead. We won't tell Brian.
No. No. And Brian doesn't have a gun or a badge, so he's going to be the nice guy out there.
Okay.
All right, what's the next number?
Come on, 37.
37.
Da, da, da. That's it. All right, 37. Who is it? We got to get the name and number and tell them that you can just, unless he wants to. What is it, from town?
They can stop at the front desk.
Look at all the people that are getting
at
it right
the KW,
on Facebook.
Eric Crocky got it right.
He got it right on Facebook.
All right, Mike Fisher.
He's a day off.
He was just one day off.
You can go hunting on Sunday. We don't care.
All right. Hang on
Mike
here. Let's
Lugan,
see.
He's not going to go fishing until a week after the opener.
We should scroll down and see how many other answers are. We forgot to watch the fun.
I know. Oh.
I lost
him. You lost him?
Well, you know what? Well, we're going
to
have... We're going to have one for Facebook because Eric Crocky got it right.
So we gotta
and I've got two of them.
Okay.
We got this baby solved.
Eric, if you're on Facebook watching us, we need to get your
We've got this solved, Eric.
So we can mail it to you.
I can get his address.
Your address, your phone number, your social security number, and your date of birth.
Now he'll just private message me.
No.
And your fishing license.
And your fishing license.
We want to check your fishing license.
Yeah. Well,
No, Eric.
You know, I did that the other day. I haven't been able to fish that all year, so I told a buddy of mine, just go ahead and use my limit when you go out fishing.
How'd that work?
That didn't work.
Yeah.
Anyways, back to this invasive species. So people are, we still got to really.
You know, I think overall it's pretty good, but there's still some that. The big thing a lot of people have is they pull their plug when they leave the lake, they go home, put their boat in their garage and put their plug back in and then come back to the lake. You have to have that plug out the whole time.
10-4 on that one.
Exactly. Yeah, the guy who wrote the letter to the editor.
Right.
He was mad about that.
Yep.
Because, you know, that's dangerous for me to put my boat in the water without the plug in it.
Well, no kidding, it's dangerous. Yeah. But put the plug in when you get there.
Yeah, put the
There's
plug
signs
in.
Right there. Did that guy call back yet?
It's change. Yeah. We'll have him stop by. He knows he can stop by, and he can give any name he wants to.
I don't care. He can lie.
He can give any name he wants to, and he can pick up his rod and reel at the front desk
we're
at KWAT-KS93, KSDR.
We're pushing overtime.
Yeah.
Randy's over there licking his lips going, what the heck? You better say goodbye.
We got it done.
I know.
For another week.
Hey, thanks for coming in, man.
Oh, appreciate you bet. Anytime.
Thank you to Brian Blackwell for stopping
anytime.
In.
Yeah, thanks.
This is a favorite local guest right here.
Exactly. And then,
you know, now he's got an excuse to be late for
Brian,
work.
There's like $10 bills wrapped around these fishing poles. No.
That's from Game Fishing Parks. The $10 bills and $20 bills are from Game Fishing Parks.
Oh,
for lighting up all those tickets for those guys who had to put their plug back in their boat because they were going to sink.
Yeah, I don't want to sink. So, all right.
All right, for another week of On the Week.
On the Week.
On the Air.
On the Week.
On the Money.
On the Money. On the slide into home plate. Safe. Randy, over to you.
All right. Here's
Old
Smokey.
Smokey.
Old Smokey.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Right. And this is KSDR Watertown. Shut up.